The North Bohemian town of Litoměřice has long enjoyed the reputation of being one of the Czech Republic's most beautiful sites. Founded roughly 1,000 years ago, Litoměřice lies in one of the Czech Republic's hilliest ranges, on the confluence of the Elbe and Ohře rivers. The town's beginnings were originally a Slavonic fort overseeing a number of small municipalities, later replaced by a castle and the emerging town in the 11th century. Oldřich Doskočil is a local historian who has lived in Litoměřice most of his life.
Těžko určit, kdy vlastně bylo konstituováno nějakým přesným datem.
We can't set an exact date for the founding of Litoměřice, but we do know that its beginnings reach back to the nearby Domský vrch, or Dome Hill, the site of a castle that was important under Bohemia's premised rulers. The castle included an early Romanesque church, which later fell into ruins. They did recover a piece at the archaeological site, an original tile, featuring a well-known and recognizable symbol of Christianity, two fish bound by a ribbon.
Jsou to dvě ryby svázané mašlí.
In 1057, Litoměřice was given a chapter of the Church of St. Stephen, increasing its importance.
Již bylo v té době několik osad. Dodnes se nám podle nich jmenují...
Gradually, the town grew. Across the valley, there were several settlements, later given names like Zasada, Kocanda, Rybarže, and Nové Město, the new town. They eventually came together and by 1260 formed the early medieval settlement. Arguably, the most interesting activities continued to take place on the periphery, especially in the Zasada district. It has the feel of a village within a city, even today. In medieval times, it was increasingly settled by foreign merchants, Arabs, Slavs from the Balkans, German speakers. Litoměřice gained a true multi-ethnic character.
Takže Litoměřice začínají už dostávat takový ten mezinárodní charakter.
Under the Přemyslids, Litoměřice and its castle were vital and remained important under the Luxembourgs. Fortifications and an additional castle were built on its western flank at the command of King Charles IV, who visited Litoměřice on three occasions. Charles granted the town the nearby hill of Radobíl for the foundation of a royal vineyard. Wine production in the area lasted up to the second half of the 19th century, when landslides destroyed the vineyard. I asked Oldřich Doskočil if any records describing the wine's taste had survived.
Well, it was said to be among the very best in the country. It wouldn't be wise to criticize the king's wine. I wouldn't. On the other hand, I know that they used to criticize Litoměřice's beer. It's said that the brewing tradition that used to exist here was never all that great.
Já bych to neudělal taky.
Wine and beer traditions are, of course, just a footnote in Litoměřice's history. The town experienced periods of great social change and eventually upheaval. The 1400s and 1500s were largely marked by the Hussite movement, with much of the region backing the Protestants. But eventually, the defeat of Protestant forces at the Battle of White Mountain in 1620 at the beginning of the Thirty Years' War spelled the end of Czech autonomy and paved the way for brutal re-Catholicization of the Czech lands. Many loyal Protestants in Litoměřice, as elsewhere, were forced to depart.
The Hussite movement was always strong here, and the sanctions were strict. Even so, the first two Jesuits who came here were chased out by townsfolk carrying pitchforks. Following the Battle of White Mountain, some 200 families were forced to leave. They were given a choice, either go into exile or to convert. Property was seized. Many left their homes behind.
But Litoměřice itself survived, largely intact. The architecture in the historic center remains stunning, a beautiful panorama of spires on the hazy Elbe River, ramparts from the 13th century, its main square. A mix of burghers' houses rebuilt in the Renaissance and later Baroque styles. A courtyard on Jesuitska Street completely hides a twin-peaked Gothic church. Litoměřice was also heavily influenced by the Baroque, including the famous Jesuit Church of St. Stephen. Classicist Art Nouveau and later constructivist buildings follow. Without a doubt, a unique pleasure in visiting Litoměřice is just simply wandering the town's wider area, viewing private villas off the beaten path. I spoke with a couple tourists on a day trip from Prague.
I'm from Prague and I'm here just for one day to see the city. We have seen a square here, which is very beautiful, and some cellars, Gothic cellars, I think it was. Yeah.
We saw the square and now we're walking to the houses and buildings outside the city. What I like here that here are German houses and buildings. The houses here are beautiful.
In the distance, the nearby hillocks shimmer in the sunlight, the Dome Hill, Radobil, the site of the former vineyard. It was from those same slopes that in late October 1836, the great Czech Romantic poet, Karel Hynek Mácha, saw part of Litoměřice on fire. In a letter to his parents and fiancée, he wrote,
"In the evening I was lying on Radobil, one of the high peaks behind Litoměřice. It was already dark, and flames appeared in Litoměřice. I saw it from that peak, so I ran down quickly. I had to run about 3/4 of an hour to get there, and I was still one of the first ones to the fire. 11 barns full of grain burst into flame, and the wind was blowing through them terribly. Such clarity and heat I've never seen in my life."
The poet and others cooperated together to fight the blaze, but that night he caught a chill that eventually led to his death, a month later, at just 27. Oldřich doskočil once again.
Právě z něho při svém posledním výletu spatřil velký český romantický básník Karel Hynek Mácha.
It was Mácha's last journey. On Radobil, he saw the flames and rushed to help on the other side of town. He caught pneumonia, which eventually proved fatal. That was how Czech's greatest romantic poet died.
Na to velice mlád umírá a byl pohřben na Litoměřickém hřbitově.
Many thanks to Jan Wellinger for that edition of Spotlight, first broadcast in May of 2006.